Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Afternoon. Hope your weekend was marvellous. This is Scott on Radio 1. Thank you, Edith. It's Scott back in the afternoon on Radio 1. And Chappers is back. Hiya.
Hey. Why? Where have we been?
Well, we weren't here on yesterday.
Oh, no, that's true. And that's right, it just didn't particularly register.
Okay, good.
It feels like a Monday to me.
Yeah. Now let's play Guess When They Were On at Radio 1's Big Weekend. Ting Tings, we just played with Shut Up and Let Me Go. When was that?
That was last year.
Yes, it was, in Maidstone. And Basement Jacks, Where's Your Head At?
Basement Jacks were Sunderland, I think.
And also, but also Cardiff, I know that for a fact, because I just looked it up in 2003.
Definitely Sunderland.
And Sunderland, but I wasn't at that one.
All right. Biggest hailstones in the world.
Apparently so, yeah. I didn't catch much of this show at this time yesterday, but Westwood was on, and I've got some bits here. I have no idea what was going on at all. Listen to this.
Anyway, enough of this treacle talk. Leave that to Scott Mills and his gang. Shout out to Becky. Shout out to the other one.
Becky and the other one.
Is that me or the one that doesn't speak?
I don't know.
Right. Normally Scott goes as Blur Friday, whatever that means. But we want to give you the opportunity to go as Blur Westwood.
So apparently on Fridays I go Blur Friday.
Yeah, but yesterday was Monday.
Yeah, I know.
Blur, right. It's Easter Monday.
Blur Easter Monday. Wicked. Blur Easter Monday. Westwood Blur Easter Monday.
Westwood Blur Monday.
He wanted people to go Blur Westwood, but he's now got them going Blur Easter Monday.
Blur Easter Monday. Blur Easter Monday. Wicked.
Blur Easter Monday. Westwood Blur Easter Monday.
Someone's not passed the message across to Westwood. That's not exactly what we do.
It's not really done with feeling, that.
Is that first one Chris Evans?
Blur Easter Monday.
Does sound like it.
It does, actually.
I have no idea, but it sounds quite entertaining, whatever happened.
Radio 1.
What's going on?
Yo, it's Scott Mills.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm
you
good.
You answer the name of that song, like, what's the new one version of it, yeah?
Yeah, just explain what you're doing again.
I'm just answering the question that Westwood just asked.
Okay, it's Scott Mills here, what's going on?
What's going on? I just want to know, I want to answer that question that Westwood just asked.
Okay,
it?
Tell Westwood what the answer is, baby. We played a record, you got to name the new rap record based on that record. Scott Mills. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Is it Flo Rida, Right Round?
Oh, man, you've won nothing. Congratulations. No, you're a winner, but you've won nothing, because it's not a competition.
What a shame.
Oh, man.
Now, not being funny, I know it's...
Did he not bring enough records with him? Did
I know it was
Phil.
I know it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but if you had a heavy night on the Sunday and you heard that in the afternoon, you'd be like, what the... Anyway, thanks to Westwood for yesterday. I've no idea what that was about at all.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Ask me who I had dinner with last night?
No. No.
This is going well.
Right, no. Who did you have dinner with last night?
Okay, can I give you a clue?
Yeah.
Who did I have dinner with last night?
The Wannadies?
No.
Go on then.
Who's the song remind you of?
Who does it remind me of?
Yep.
What?
Driving towards... It's your favourite thing on TV.
I don't know who it reminds me of. Oh, David Platt!
Yes, not him.
Right.
Who was driving him into the...
No, Richard Hillman.
Yes. Yes, that's right. The evil psycho from Coronation Street 3 years ago.
The one that doesn't speak was doing a driving sim by me. I was thinking, Jensen Button, why would you have... Did you? How did you end up having your tea with Tricky Dicky?
I was at Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
I had a lovely evening, I tell you. But I went with my flatmate... And he was the first person we saw, and we were like, oh my God, it's him. And he's got that horrible stare. He ended up being a really nice man.
Okay.
But oh my God.
So, were you on the same table, or were you?
Yeah, I was him and his wife. Him and his wife.
His wife and you?
And me and the flatmate, yeah.
Oh, and you and the flatmate.
Yeah, it's
right.
Brilliant. We had a really good night.
Right. What did you have to eat?
Some tuna.
Okay.
I can't listen to, like, I can't hear that song now without thinking of him, though, can you?
Really?
Well, you, obviously you can, because you didn't. Is it David Platt?
It didn't register at all.
It's like I can't hear Mr. Brightside by The Killers now. I can't listen to that anymore.
Why does that remind you of?
Because it reminds me of big girls vomiting on the front of the stage at a student gigs. I can't listen to it. Do you not have any songs that you can't listen to anymore because they make you think of things like... Like Richard driving Gail and David and...
Mojo Hey Lady always makes me think of Coxie.
In a good way?
Yeah, in a good way, yeah, yeah.
Why?
Because she... Because that was out when we were working together, and she would always introduce it as if she was Rita of Coronation Street telling off either Rosie or Sophie Webster.
Could you reenact that for us now?
Hey, lady... That's how it was always done like that.
She
which
did
means I can never. That's the song. That's one song that always makes me.
So every
about.
Time you hear Mojo Lady, which is like the perfect summer anthem, I think of Sarah Cox doing a Rita off of Coronation Street impressions.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Kerry.
Hiya.
All right, where are you today?
In Bath.
How's Bath today?
A bit cold and miserable.
Okay. How can I help?
I was just listening to you earlier on and. There is one song that I can't listen to anymore.
Right.
And the reason is because my mum and dad dirty danced to it.
Where?
At home, when I brought my sister's friend and her boyfriend round for a few drinks.
Do your parents often dirty dance when your friends come round?
No.
Wait, hang on. You brought your sister's friend and her boyfriend round?
Yeah.
Were your parents already dirty dancing, or when they came round, did they then decide to dirty dance for them?
Dirty dance for them.
Why?
Because they're unusual and they're odd in many ways.
Okay, good. And what's the song?
High Voltage.
What? This one?
Yeah, that one.
So what are you thinking about right now, Kerry?
Oh, don't you make me sick.
Sorry. Mum and Dad having a little
smoosh.
I don't... God, I can hear it in your voice.
Is your dad kind of miming this to your mum?
Yeah. Fire in the gates of hell. Gates of hell.
I would imagine he's doing quite a lot of hip movements as well, is he?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry to put you through that again, Kerry. That song's been ruined.
Don't
I love you.
Love you.
Just talking about songs that have been tainted. And just, I mean, I'm not talking about songs that, you know, remind you of your ex or something, or, you know, being dumped. I'm talking of songs that you can't listen to anymore because they just remind you of some bad times or some occasions, you know?
All right, if we're doing that, can I just say that Mojo Hey Lady isn't tainted for me?
No.
And doesn't remind me of anything bad.
Right.
You didn't explain that when you asked me for a song that reminds me of something.
Well, the clue was the fact when Kerry came on and said that her mum and dad dirty dancing
into
Danger.
Yeah, but that was after, Sarah Cox doesn't taint Mojo for
okay.
me. All right?
All right. Like Matt in Southport's been on. He was having some kind of operation down there to untangle stuff. And he can't listen.
Untangle?
They were tangled. They untangled it. Them. And he can't listen to this song anymore. Maybe you should have been chasing pavements in the first place, Matt. That wouldn't have happened. Bet you couldn't for a while after either. So he can't listen to Adele now. So he tainted because of that operation. Simon.
Hiya, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
And where you? Are you? Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
I'm in Newport, South Wales.
Lush, okay. How can I help?
I can't listen to Coldplay Fix You anymore.
Why?
Because of when Jim Robinson died in the OC. When he drowned.
Oh, were you upset?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't impressed.
Was that what they were playing when he drowned in the OC, or did you have it on in the background?
No, they were playing it.
Oh, right. When you try. Yeah.
Best, but you don't
succeed.
No.
It's been ruined, hasn't it?
Yeah, I just got pictures of Jim draining, eh?
Yeah. I like it you still call him Jim off of Neighbours, even though you were clearly watching the OC at the time.
Yeah, I know. He's in Blur Everything now.
He is in Blur Everything, it's true.
Lost, Ugly Betty.
Yeah, he's on everything. But he's still Jim to you, isn't he?
Yeah, Jim to me.
Yeah.
Always be Jim.
Yeah.
Not good.
Why did they... What I don't understand is why they chose this song. Because obviously they couldn't fix him, because he died.
There's no way of fixing Jim off the OC, was there?
Well, not really.
No. OK, I'm sorry that's ruined it for you. That's the OC's fault, not mine.
Well, there you are.
Also, how do you get things tangled down there?
I don't know.
Right.
I just read them out, chappers.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
And now on Radio 1, some breaking news.
Oof.
As you may know, Oh, What's Occurring was cruelly cancelled recently.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
Which sparked outrage amongst the people of Great Britain. They were all protesting.
What do you want?
Oh, What's Occurring!
When do we want it?
Monday the 1st at 5:30!
That was the general mood on the streets of the UK.
Catchy.
Exciting news. The BBC has caved into public pressure and Oh, What's Occurring will return from this afternoon and every afternoon, Monday to Thursday at 5:30 on Radio 1. Let us know what your reaction is to 81199.
Do you have to start your message with the word news?
No.
Oh.
We told this news to Girls Aloud when they were on stage last night. Here was what they had to say.
Oh, wow. This means so much to us. Thank you so much.
Can I just say, it's about time! I think I just wet myself, Theo.
This was Kate Winslet's reaction.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it really is a dream coming true. I mean, it really is.
And even the President of the United States of America had this to say.
I speak to you today during a time that's filled with meaning for believers around the world. Earlier this week, people gathered with family and friends to rejoice in the resurrection of what's occurring.
So that's Oh, What's Occurring? It's back! Yay! At 5:30 tonight.
Radio 1.
It's 10 to 5.
It's amazing, isn't it, that he took time out of such a busy schedule that he has to leave, give that message to the American people. Yeah.
Now, you remember when you were on your holiday and you didn't go anywhere, did you?
No, I did, eventually, yes.
Eventually, but Becky thought you were in Spain.
Yes, but I wasn't in Spain.
And she played a hilarious, cruel joke on you. Let's face it, she's rubbish at that, isn't she? Anyway, she's off this week. So earlier, you thought you'd return the favour and show her how it was done, didn't you?
Exactly.
She's not gone away, either. Let's just remind ourselves of what happened when you were away.
This is Maria from the hotel reception.
Which hotel?
Your hotel.
This is before you went anywhere.
You want to see the film with the men and men?
I'm not in a hotel, love.
So, Becky's just kind of pottering around at home. You called her up earlier, and I believe she fell for it totally.
As ever, hook, line and sinker.
God. Listen and learn, Becky. Listen and learn. This is how it's done.
Hello?
Hello, could I speak to Becky, please?
Speaking.
Oh, how do, Becky? It's Damien from Charlie Parrott's It's a Jungle in Here in Barnsley.
Hello.
Hi. Just to sort out arrangements for you for tonight, Carl will pick you up from home at 7. Is that okay? And then you'll be on stage at, around 1.
I think you've got the wrong number.
No, that's Becky, isn't it? Becky from Radio 1, from the Scott Mills show.
Yes?
Yeah, the gig at Charlie Parrott's It's a Jungle in Here tonight.
No.
Yeah, it's all
set. No, I don't know anything about it, sorry.
It's all set. There are posters and everything. It's all set up.
No.
Yeah, we've
really
got.
Not.
No, but we've got you, Andy Scott Lee, and Eugene from Big Brother 6. And Scott Mills said it would be fine.
Right, and is he taking all the money? Because no one's told me.
No,
about
no, the money's yours. He's just had to. You know what he's like.
How much is it?
I think it's £5,000 for the night.
£5,000?
Yeah.
Do I get transport there?
There's a car that will pick you up at 7. You'll be on stage at 1.
What do I have to do on stage, please?
Well, basically, what we'd like you to do is Becky's wet T-shirts.
No, I'm not doing... No.
Why? It's on the poster and everything. It says Becky off Scott Mills' show. Gets them out live on stage tonight.
No, okay. No.
How about the £5,000 plus an extensive backstage buffet? But one other thing.
Go on.
For the £5,000, we were going to have Madame Ping Pong on stage tonight with you. Her flight, though.
I'm not getting involved in any of that.
No, her flight's been cancelled. Would you mind just stepping into the role after you've done the wet T-shirt competition and be Becky Ping Pong?
No, really not.
Please.
No.
Please.
Leave me alone.
I'll throw in some Watsits as well as the frazzle. Not throw in, literally, obviously. I mean, put on the table.
I've got to go now.
Cara will be with you at 7. Thank you, Rebecca.
Okay. Bye.
See you tonight at Charlie Parrott's It's a Jungle in Here.
I thought they went really well. You agreed to throw in the Watsits.
Well, once we got on to talking about a buffet, she was interested. The money Becky didn't really pong. Bother her.
Becky Ping Pong.
Oh, I like your accent too.
Becky Ping Pong.
You going for Yorkshire there, were you?
It was Yorkshire there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And please welcome to Radio 1, Actual Flow Rider. Hello.
What's good? Happy to be here.
Thank you very much. Now today, can I just ask, by the way, what are you eating out there? Because it smells delicious.
I was eating some lasagna, me and my friends.
Yeah. Who are your friends?
You know, I got 4 Mill in the building. You know, I got Big E, Big Zach, and
Hi,
my
Big
DJ,
E.
DJ Chronic.
And DJ Chronic?
Yeah.
It's a proper feast out there.
There is.
Yeah.
That's a lasagna for a lot of people. Amazing. So welcome to Radio 1. If you don't mind, we have a girl who works on the show. You know Becky.
Oh, yeah, Becky.
She likes the food. You've heard.
She loves food.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. And she looks a bit like Matt Lucas. She is off this week, so I'm wondering if you... I know you've flown over just to be on this show, right?
For sure.
Yeah. So I just wonder if you would play our quiz, which is returning today, called Oh, What's Occurring? I'll tell you what, people, we cancelled the show like about a week ago, and we're bringing it back today, and people absolutely love it, don't they, Chappers?
They cancelled the quiz, not the show.
Well, not the
show,
yeah, I mean...
cancelled the show,
the
you
quiz
wouldn't be
part.
Here.
That's right. And even Barack Obama has done a message for us, saying that he's glad it's back. Here it is.
I speak to you today during a time that's filled with meaning for believers around the world. Earlier this week, people gathered with family and friends to rejoice in the resurrection of Carl. What's occurring?
That's impressive, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Now, it's a very simple quiz. So are you up for that, Flo, in a minute? Can I call you Flo? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, you could call me Flo.
Okay. Also, Chappers, we wanted to know what he does apart from when he's on this show in the UK, didn't we? We were just discussing that. What do you do? What do you like to do when you come here?
I mean, most definitely, you know, I just love the royal feeling. You know, I love going to the clubs, you know, and just watching everyone rush to the dance floor, when, you know, when one of my records come on, you know. So, I mean, that definitely always, you know, gets me feeling real great.
Okay. So, as soon as... What's your favorite track of yours that comes on the dance floor?
Going from In the Air to Elevator to Low. I mean, I couldn't say favorite. Like, all of them, you know, I get a lot of love in the UK.
Yeah, they love you.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to play Sugar.
Okay, let's do it.
And then we'll have a go at this quiz, all right?
All right, it's all good.
Thanks, Flo.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's just a simple guessing game quiz. Today it's Westwood and Flo Rida versus Chappers.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right. You know working for Radio 1, Westwood?
Yeah, what about it?
Does it get you hot chicks?
Of course.
Thank you, Flo. Flo knows. Hanging with Flo, we get hot chicks.
Yeah?
It's just hot chicks out there.
What about working here?
I mean, ladies, what you got to understand, ladies, put me at the top of your to-do list.
The answer is yes. People
straight.
Think it's quite glamorous, don't they? Yeah?
Yeah, I wouldn't get no game if I wasn't on Radio 1.
Do you think you could get people's numbers if you wanted?
Girls, yes.
Yeah? Flo Rida, being a multi-platinum selling megastar, can you get people's numbers?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I always give out my number as well.
Oh, what is your number?
My number.
Do you think people working at a radio station like Radio 1 could get girls' numbers just because of where they work? Well, we put this to the test a little bit earlier on, okay? We sent Neil from the office out onto the streets of Great Britain to talk to some ladies.
The streets of Great Britain?
Well, just outside. And he asked them important questions about the environment and stuff, and then asked them for their phone numbers. But out of 8 people, how many phone numbers could Neil from the office manage to get just because he worked at Radio 1?
Oh, man, I was looking from a DJ perspective. I would say 0.
You think 0?
Mm. Wow.
You got an answer as well, Flo?
I think he probably could, you know, score at least. He'll get at least 5.
5.
I think that's very generous.
I think he's overestimating.
So do I.
I want to keep it 0, man. He walks in the back room. That doesn't mean anything.
So that's why I got you here, Tim. Guess I messed up.
Right. Well, I got you on that, so I'm saying 0, mate.
Okay.
I'll go 1.
All right.
I mean, what is he, a postboy?
No.
In the post room, you don't get no game.
Let's find out.
Oh, What's occurring?
Here's Neil from The Office. On the streets, talking to the ladies, talking to them about stuff, and then asking for their phone number. But because he works here, does it work?
What are your opinions on climate change?
I just sort of wake up in the morning, and if it's sunny, then I'll go out, but if it's raining, stay in. I don't really know.
Because, like, I work at Radio 1 and stuff, obviously, my microphone. That's quite impressive, isn't it, anything?
Yeah.
Would you like me to introduce you to Joe Wiley, maybe?
Yes.
Oh, right.
I mean, we can swap numbers if you like.
I do have a boyfriend, though.
Not even for the chance to meet Joe Wiley?
Oh, I'd probably do it for that.
What's your favourite TV programme at the moment?
Gossip Girl at the moment.
Brilliant, thanks very much.
Okay.
Oh, can I have your phone number, by the way?
No, I don't make a habit of giving my phone number to random men on the streets.
Are you single?
Yes.
Can I have your phone number, do you think?
No.
Could introduce you to, like, Tim Westwood and things.
I'll give Tim Westwood my number.
Oh, have you got the number? You got the number?
Do you want to swap phone numbers?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What?
Take me to parties.
Would you, quite like to be able to go to, like, big slap-up Radio 1 parties and things like that?
Yes.
We could swap phone numbers.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Because I work at Radio 1?
Yes.
But what kind of bloke do you go for?
A bit of an indie and a bit of long hair as well.
Do you fancy giving me your phone number?
No.
Oh.
You're a randomer.
You could get to know me. I could take you to, like, Radio 1 parties and stuff like that.
She doesn't want random players.
What is your opinion on global warming?
I think it's bad, but... Yeah, I care more about animals and stuff.
Well, I do a lot to help the planet, you know.
Do you really?
Yeah, we can swap numbers if you want, if, you know, got mutual interest.
I think I'll pass. You're not really my type.
Anyway, so, can I have your phone number?
5.
Pardon?
5.
What's 5?
5. 5's my lucky number.
Oh, I was asking for your phone number.
I would give it you, but you're kind of using a mic, so...
I could put the mic down and then swap numbers with you. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can take you to, like, cool parties and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And introduce you to bands.
Okay.
And introduce you to bands.
Hey. Rubber bands.
Yeah. So, it was...
4.
So, wow. Flo Rida.
Pretty
close.
Yeah. Flo Rida, well, you can have that point.
Okay.
What Radio 1 parties is he going to?
I've no idea.
Oh! What's occurring?
Flo's in the lead. Okay, next one.
Do you use that Joe Wiley line, Westwood?
It doesn't work for me.
No.
Never.
Never for me.
Now, you know... They just don't want to meet Joe.
No. You know, it's it's just been Easter.
Yeah, man, I was on the radio for it.
Yeah, I know. Mm. What did you do, Flo?
Actually, I chilled with my family for a little bit, then I had to get on my flight and come over here to the UK.
Uh-huh. So where did you spend actual Easter? In America?
Yeah, I was in America.
You got a message, Wesley.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to handle some business, actually.
Okay, sorry.
It's going on a bit.
You weren't expecting this, were you? I won't keep you long.
It's going on a bit.
Yeah, man, please.
We're not even halfway through.
I've got some shopping to do.
Let's make this the last one.
That's all right. I'm just worried about my curtains.
Easter's not just...
I missed an episode of Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I know. Anyway, Easter's not just about chocolate and bunnies. It's also sometimes deeply religious. And you notice everyone keeps spotting images of Jesus and things, particularly in America at the moment.
Right.
He's like, I've seen Jesus in a loaf of bread or whatever. You know, you see, like, his little face there.
Sometimes I see Jesus in you.
Thank you very much. Here's my question to you. In the last year, in America, how many different images of Jesus have been spotted in different weird things like toast and stuff? Flo Rida, your answer first. In the last year?
I'll say about... we'll go with 5 again.
5 again. Okay, seems to be strong. Lucky for you. Westwood?
Well, I believe Jesus is in everything. So I would say 5,000.
Wow.
In the last year?
At least.
All right.
Because he's in everything.
I'm going to go tactical and go 4,999.
Okay. I think you might lose.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Here are all the different sightings of what might be Jesus in the last year in America in different things.
Finally tonight, a man in Kentucky says he's got a spoonful of Jesus.
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
A pancake. Even a burnt toast.
A Danish. Fish sticks. And now a cat.
And now a moth.
But how about an ultrasound?
And some salsa.
Did a cinnamon bun leave behind a message from above?
Hey, is it a snack or a holy symbol?
A miracle or just a meal?
Whoa, what is that?
Is this a holy image or a bucket of filth?
Right here we have one of Jesus' eyes.
Forehead, a nose.
And you can see the mustache and the beard.
You've got the mouth with the goatee.
The halo is above his head.
Garcia says the minute he found the rock, he immediately quit drinking and smoking.
The face of Jesus in the folds and shadows of the shirt.
When his TV's off, Pedro Alvido claims an image of Jesus appears on his TV.
Jesus in the clouds.
Jesus waffle.
There's the frying pan, Jesus.
Jesus on a stick.
Next thing I know, he sets down his sandwich. I knew it was some kind of a sign.
Some people said they couldn't see it. I don't know if it's a spiritual level you have to be on to appreciate this picture.
And apparently, this isn't the only Jesus Cheeto. We checked the internet and found others.
They're calling it Jesus. You could call it Jesus.
His name shall be Jesus.
And we want to know if you see Jesus in the moth.
We want to know what you think. We want to know if you could see that French fry and if you thought it looked like Jesus. Take a look. Do you see it?
And then you
enter. Do you see it? Do you see it?
Wow.
I think Flo's lost.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how I'm feeling right now.
Way off. Do you remember, do you watch Hollyoaks as well as Desperate Housewives?
No, I'm just on Desperate. I often see Jesus in the back somewhere.
Carmel saw Jesus in a potato once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I spotted it on John once in a Pop-Tart.
Okay, then what did you use to eat it?
Yeah. That's what you did. It just looked a bit like Sir Elton. Anyway, the answer was 27.
Okay.
So Flo Rida clearly wins today's What's Occurring.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much, Flo.
That's what it is.
Westwood, will you just say thank you, Flo, to Flo again, because Hayley can't breathe. She's laughing so much. I don't know why.
Thank you, Flo.
Thank you, Tim, for coming to, try to help me out.
Yeah, not that I did.
Well, no, but thank you very much for coming anyway. You can answer that call now if you want, or call them back.
Yeah, it's somebody I just gave my number to on the street.
Thank you so much, Flo.
I think it's Jesus.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in today. Thanks, Westwood. Thanks, Chappers. Thanks, everybody.
Oh!
Well, that was good with Flo Rida. I think he had no idea about What's Occurring at all, but Westwood came in and kind of helped him out a bit.
Yeah, it was an experience, wasn't
it? Don't get me wrong, what a nice man. But I was promised a lot of fun. I've got it on an email.
Right.
He will be a lot of fun.
Was it not as much fun as you were hoping for?
Well, it wasn't a lot, was it?
No, it was quite laid back.
So I think I've been a little bit misled. Mm. But thanks for coming anyway, Flo. Shall we say what we were going to do on What's Occurring?
Well, I was sat there next year expecting you to bring it up for the third... Because we only played two rounds.
Yeah,
and
we
was
did.
There waiting.
There's a reason for that.
Because you're the quiz master, so you're in charge. So I was waiting for you to do the third round.
Right. Me, the one that doesn't speak, came up with an idea that the third thing on What's Occurring today would be where we spin Flo Rida right round till he goes down.
Mm.
So we just spin him round and round and round until he falls over, like the song. Then, just as we're about to do What's Occurring, I say to the one that didn't speak, should we do it? He's like, he might kill us. So
I think it was an opportunity missed, really. Yeah. And Westwood was here to help us if you'd have suggested.
I didn't feel confident enough to go for it.
Do you regret it now, or are you?
I do not. So I'm sorry there were only two rounds and it wasn't occurring today.
But we bottled the third.
I completely bottled it because he did look like he was going to kill me, even with sunglasses on.
How would you have broached the subject with him? Mm. How would you have said so?
So, Flo, your song Right Round. We've had an idea, and that would be that we spin you right round. No? Okay, then. Okay, then. Just an idea. Okay, we don't have to do that.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.